Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
The England and Wales Cricket Board have confirmed that Andy Flower has stepped down as team director after 5 years in the role. Flower took over from Peter Moores in 2009, led the side to 3 Ashes series wins, the ICC World 2020 title in 2010, and the number one test ranking during his time in charge. He began working with the ECB in 2007 under Peter Moores. Newly appointed managing director of England cricket Paul Downton said, "Andy has been the most successful coach in England's history, and we at the ECB are very disappointed to see him leave the role as team director. We respect his decision and the reasons for it, or are keen to keep Andy's presence and outstanding knowledge within the organisation. We're at an advanced stage of negotiating a role for Andy within the ECB structure, which will best utilise his undoubted skills." On the field, it was little better for England. A swift, unbeaten half century from Cameron White and George Bailey finished off an 8-wicket win for Australia in the second T20 International in Melbourne. White's 57 in 45 balls and Bailey's 16 just 28 came after England had produced a poor display with the bat, post just 130 for 9. Australia needed just 14.5 overs to race past their modest target, moving to an unassailable 2-0 lead with one game remaining. Josh Hazel had early taken 4 for 30 during a frenetic England innings, during which Josh Butler top scored with a meagre 22. Australia women piled on the misery yet further by bouncing back from the disappointment of failing to regain the Ashes by beating England women by 7 wickets in the second T20 International. Captain Meg Lanning top scored with 42, as Australia overhauled England's score of 98 for 6 by closing on 99 for 3 in just 15.1 overs. England struggled with the bat, as only Charlotte Edwards with 28 and Alan Brindle with an unbeaten 26 made much headway. Holly Furling took 2 for 14 for the hosts, as only 4 England players reached double figures, perhaps undone by a slow, sticky pitch. There were just 7 boundaries in their innings, as a wicket apiece for Erin Osborne, Elisa Perry, Jess Johnson and Rennie Farrell. England weren't helped by injuries to 4 players. Natasha Farrant, Jenny Gunn, Heather Knight and Anya Shrubsole are all injured, and their participation in the final game of the series remains in doubt. And Ross Taylor's 10th one in national 100 and debutant fast bowler Matt Henry's 4 for 38 propelled New Zealand to an 87-run victory over India in the 5th and final game of the series in Wellington. The visitors were bowled out for 216 in 49.4 overs when faced with a target of 304. Only Virat Kohli and MS Dhoni put up some resistance, with scores of 82 and 47 respectively. This was after Taylor had made 102, put 152 for the third wicket with Kane Williamson, who scored his 5th consecutive half century as they finished on 303 for 5. This proved too much for the Indian team, as they collapsed an embarrassing 4-0 loss after defeats in Napier, 2 in Hamilton, as well as a tie in the third ODI in Auckland.